Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The Secretariat would like to acknowledge the great work that has been done by the group of experts on energy efficiency in the course of 2024, including the work of the thematic task forces on buildings, on energy efficiency standards in buildings, on industrial energy efficiency, and the task force on digitalization in energy. You can see a table summarizing the status and the progress of certain concrete activities as outlined in the work plan for 2024-2025. There is some color coding that you might see green and yellow, and green stands for implemented activity, and yellow is whether it's not due to start or other matters. So in terms of energy efficiency improvement and decarbonization in industry, the activities are either implemented or, if they are of ongoing nature, are being closely monitored and are on track. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. Okay. Section B of the work plan, development and dissemination of energy efficiency standards in buildings. The activities are also implemented or are on track. You would see a number of events that we've been supporting or organizing or co-organizing in the course of the year. Next slide, please. Unlocking the potential of energy on energy system efficiency through digitalization. That's probably the most active segment of the group of experts currently. You would see a list of deliverables in 2024, which is pretty impressive, including the publication that the task force has prepared. A list of workshops and events organized in the course of the year, plus several scheduled upcoming in 2024, and also a small but pretty powerful project on digitalization in support of the energy systems transformation in the UNEC region that is currently being implemented thanks to support from RPTC. Next, section D is on the development of approaches for a balanced integration of electric mobility. That's an example of good cooperation of energy with other divisions, in this case particularly the Sustainable Transport Division. The document that has been developed will be presented later tomorrow at one of the sessions, and we've also organized in cooperation with the other groups of experts the workshops to explore the issues of deployment of electric mobility from the energy perspective. Next, section E on regulatory and policy dialogue addressing barriers to improve energy efficiency is mostly subject to extra budgetary funding, but even though the activities are being implemented and there are several deliverables to be presented in the course of this session. And the next slide would give you a very brief overview of the outreach that the group had in 2024. And here I would stress specifically the documents, substantive documents that have been developed, the participation in various international activities and conferences, also strengthening the cross-divisional cooperation within EC and with other regional commissions, and overall pretty impressive outreach to 737 experts around the globe. And on this note, I'd like to give the floor back to the chair of the group of experts on energy efficiency to say a couple of remarks on that. Thank you.